Arizona voters will decide on designating drug cartels terrorist organizations. By Paul Bois on July 1, 2025. Arizona voters will decide in November on whether or not to designate drug cartels operating at the U.S. southern border with Mexico as terrorists. The vote will come after the Arizona State Senate failed to pass a measure last year due to a slim Republican majority, per The Hill. Arizona is on the front lines of a war that Washington ignored until President Trump took action. This resolution gives the Trump administration another tool to defend our state, uphold the rule of law, and protect innocent lives, State Representative Steve Montenegro, R., said in a press release. The resolution comes after the Trump administration added 8 drug cartels to its list of terrorist organizations despite pushback from the Mexican government. Groups on the list are subject to financial sanctions, and their members cannot legally enter the United States. It is also illegal to give material support to a foreign terrorist organization, noted The Hill. Related, Texas DPS hunts cartel gunmen after they fired on Border Patrol at the border. The Arizona ballot initiative would also direct the State Department of Homeland Security to do everything within its authority to address the threat posed by drug cartels, it added. As Breitbart News reported, the family of U.S. children slaughtered by drug cartel asked the Trump administration to create La Línea. A group of families who had their loved ones slaughtered by drug cartels are asking the Trump administration to designate the Juarez cartel and its armed wing La Línea as foreign terrorist organizations. The move would place that cartel on the same list as 6 other Mexican cartels previously designated as FTOs, noted the report. In a letter sent to the U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio, the members of American Families Against Cartel Terrorism asked Trump administration officials to designate La Línea and the Juarez cartel as foreign terrorist organizations, FTOs, it added. As Breitbart Texas reported, the Juarez cartel is one of the groups behind the November 2019 murder of 9 American women and children from the LeBaron family just miles south of the New Mexico border. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X @ProlandFilms or Instagram @ProlandFilms.